In this bulletin, multiple deaths in shootings at two mosques in the New Zealand city of Christchurch. And the Law Council has called for the scrapping of proposed laws barring Australian foreign fighters from returning home for 2 years. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New Zealand police say there have been multiple fatalities at two shootings at mosques in the city of Christchurch. Police say they have four people in custody, but did not know if there are any other people who may need to be taken into custody over the incidents. The shooting occurred at the Masjid al-Nur Mosque with hundreds of people inside. Witnesses have reported seeing blood everywhere and many bodies on the ground. A shooting has also occurred at a mosque in Linwood Avenue, Christchurch, around 6.5 kilometres away. Christchurch's schools, hospitals and City University are in lockdown. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the incident is one of the worst in the history of the country.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days. Clearly, what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence. Many of those who will have been directly affected may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home. They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence against us is not.
Witnesses are describing a grisly scene inside the Christchurch mosques in which there have been fatal shootings. Ramzan Ali says the gunman started shooting in the middle of a sermon.
The sheikh was giving the sermon on Friday prayers, and it was 1:42 when the gun started shooting. And, you know, he just came in, he was shooting ad hoc. I don't know, actually I haven't seen him because I just lie down under the bench and I'm thinking that, you know, if I get out, I'll get shot, so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed so I could be alive. I was the last guy to come out of the mosque after the shooting stopped. On the doors, there were a lot of bodies.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's horrified by the shooting incidents in Christchurch. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the Australian High Commission in New Zealand is seeking information on whether any Australian citizens were involved in the mosque shootings. Any Australians who require consular assistance relating to the matter should call 6444 736 6411 or 61 262 613305. Briefly in other news, the Law Council has called for the scrapping of proposed laws barring Australian foreign fighters from returning home for 2 years. Under law changes introduced to federal parliament last month, Australian foreign fighters who want to return home could be blocked from entering the country for up to 2 years. Speaking before the parliament's Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security, Law Council President Arthur Moses says there are some serious concerns about the constitutional validity of the bill.
Because if you look to Section 10, subsection 2, it could be misused. You can put in there, take out the word terrorism, put in there Muslim, put in there Jew, put in there a reference to a former member of the ADF who was fighting in a particular zone. At the fiat of the executive, a citizen of this country could be deprived entry. That is not constitutional.
Federal Labor wants a responsible, real increase in the minimum wage to address poverty and cost of living pressures, but has declined to say how much this should be. Opposition leader Bill Shorten and Labor workplace spokesman Brendan O'Connor have lodged a submission on the minimum wage to the Fair Work Commission's annual review. The submission argues no Australian working full-time should be living in poverty and that productivity has expanded four times faster than wages since 2013, while company profits have grown five times faster than wages since 2016. Speaking on Sky News, Federal and Victorian Vice President of the Liberal Party of Australia, Karina Ockatel, accused Labor of interfering with the Independent Tribunal's job.
The Labor Party want to play politics with wages and take the ability out of the independent umpire to set the wages. And what we've seen is that wages have increased under the Fair Work Commission by 3.3% and 3.5% respectively over the last couple of years, much higher than CPI.
Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.